这种各种嗜好的这种的团体。
There are political groups, there are social groups, and also groups with various different hobbies.
比如说我们比较熟悉的有一些所谓跳伞俱乐部，或者是打猎，或者是潜水的俱乐部。
For example, there are some hunting clubs, diving clubs, or parachuting clubs.
但是我们发觉呢，这种俱乐部或是协会呢，越来越多，而且越来越奇特。
Even though we have more and more different clubs, and some are very interesting characters.
比如说现在就有所谓空中结婚，俱乐部。
For example, there's a club for people who get married in the air.
或是潜水结婚俱乐部。
Or people who get married while they're diving underground, underwater.
也有所谓的老夫少妻俱乐部。
Or clubs for older men and younger women.
甚至还有，你们有没有听过？有保护那种蘑菇俱乐部
，or a club for protecting mushrooms。
到底是什么？
What?
就是要希望不要人跑到山上去把蘑菇都摘光。
To protect wild mushrooms in the mountains so it won't go extinct。
也有一些很不好的，叫做骂人俱乐部。
Or the clubs for scolding。
他们聚在一起。然后看谁骂人骂的最不但是最声音亮，而且呢最技巧。
They gather together to learn how to scold each other loudly and with special techniques.
可以骂人不知不觉，而且还让他心里头很舒服。
Or sometimes how to scold other people without them knowing it.
可是呢，有一个最奇怪的。
And there's one more that's even more strange.
我当我看到了，我自己也有点纳闷，说既然有这种所谓的协会。
I was very surprised to hear about this club.
你知道这是什么吗？
Do you know what it is?
这个叫做痛恨社交活动俱乐部。
It's anti-social clubs.
为什么说觉得很奇怪？
This indeed is very strange.
他既然那么不喜欢社交，为什么还要聚在一起？
If you don't like social activity, why do you need to gather together?
还要聚在一起组成一个团队，然后定期有聚会。
And to gather together to have regular meetings.
所以这个俱乐部实在是很奇怪。
It's a very strange club indeed.
不过你仔细想一想。
But if you think about it.
你会发觉，其实这种俱乐部的存在正显示一件事情。
The existence of this kind of club it demonstrates one thing.
显示什么呢？显示人的心灵深处其实很希望，还是希望跟人有一些亲密的关系。
It shows that within our heart, deep inside everyone, you still have the desire to build close relationship with others.
显示人的心灵都是不喜欢被孤立。过一个孤单的日子。
That you don't want to be completely alone, to live a life by yourself.
显示人希望跟有人作伴，有一个归属的团体。
That you still need to have a sense of belonging, to a group of people.
其实这是人的一个天性。
This is indeed our essential character.
我们在创世纪里头已经看到神的创造显示是人性就是有这种需要。
We can see this in Genesis, demonstrating our need to social with others.
你有没有注意到神创造了亚当以后，很快的就马上创造了所谓的夏娃来跟他作伴。
After God created Adam, soon after He created Eve to be His partner.
其实没有夏娃之前呢，亚当，也不寂寞哈。
Before Eve was created, we know that Adam was not alone.
他有很多可爱的动物可以陪伴，对不对
？He had lots of animals to be with him.
他有很多美丽的花草树木，可以让他消耗时间。
He had beautiful trees and flowers around him.
可是为什么还是要造一个人来亚当夏娃来陪伴他呢
？Why is there a need to create Eve？
因为他不是只是跟一些动物、跟一些树木。可以满足他心灵里头的那一份与人亲密的这种的关系的需求。
because the animals and the plants cannot fulfill his desire to build a close relationship with other people.
所以神造人的时候，在天性上有这个需要。
So when we are created by God, indeed there is this desire.
所以难怪这些人啊，他们啊，虽然说是很痛恨跟人社交啊，但是仍然还是想要聚在一起，志同道合的人。
So even though there are some people who are antisocial, yet they still want to be a group with people with similar characters.
这种天性不只是一般人，其实在一些基督徒，在一些甚至一些我们所熟悉的属灵的伟人也都一样。
We can see this not just in a regular society. We can also see it in church group, in also many famous Christians.
我们在圣经里头看到但以理。
In the Bible, we can see Daniel.
他从小被抓到这个巴比伦去，但是他还是希望有三个好朋友跟他很亲密的交往。
When Daniel was exiled to Babylon, he also had a group of three very close friends.
保罗，我们看到他仍然需要有像提摩太、提多这一类人，能够跟他建立一个很亲密的父子关系。
Paul also needs to have people like Timothy or Titus to have this close relationship with others.
就连耶稣吧。
Even Jesus.
耶稣面对那么多人。
Even though he was facing the crowds every day.
他还需要有十二个门徒围绕在他旁边。
He needed to have 12 disciples surrounding him.
不只是如此，他还十二个门当中还特别跟雅各谁再来谁，约翰再来谁，啊？彼得 这几个人还特别的有一个亲密的关系，对不对？你有没有注意到？
He also has a very special close relationship with James, Peter, and John.
你看在这头看到耶稣，他也需要有一个亲密的与人的这一种的关系。
Yeah, even Jesus has this need to build a very close and intimate relationship with some people.
这里告诉我们说，不是只是跟神有亲密关系就够了。
It's not enough just to have a great relationship with God.
我们也需要有一个跟人跟同样是主里头的弟兄姊妹有一个很亲密的这种的关系。
We also need to have a very close and intimate relationship with brother and sister in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们信了主之后，我们不但要跟神很亲密。
After we become a believer, not only do we need to have a close relationship with God,
我们也要在教会里头建立起一个有一些很亲密的比较熟的这一些的属灵的同伴。
We also need to have a close spiritual partners within the church.
来建立更深的友谊，也有更好的一些的交通。
To have a deeper friendship and better communion.
能够成为属灵的同伴，一起来走这个天路。
To become spiritual partners to walk this journey.
也来享受那神所要我们的那个肢体生活。
To enjoy what God has intended in the body of Christ.
教会。为什么我们为什么会分一些团契或一些小组呢？
Why do we have small groups of fellowship within the church?
就是这个原因。
This is the reason.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我非常的鼓励你们一定要加入我们教会的一些的小组。
We encourage everyone to participate in fellowships and small groups.
我们教会虽然不是很大，
If not, church is not very big.
但是一两百个人，你不可能跟大家都很熟络，跟能够建立起很亲密的关系。
Even so, you're not able to get to know everyone to build up a close relationship with everyone.
但是你最起码在小组里头可以享受这种肢体的这种的相顾肢体的这种生活。
But within a fellowship, you're able to enjoy that type of a close fellowship with each other.
可能如果你有一些特殊的情况不方便加入小组
，Maybe there's some special reasons that is not you cannot you're not able to join a small group.
但是我仍然鼓励你，一定还是要归属某一个合适的小组。
I still want to encourage you to try to belong to a small group.
常跟小组有一些的联络
，to have contact with a small group.
彼此在灵里头有交通。
That spiritually you can have a good communion.
不要让自己在教会里头被孤立起来。
That you don't want to be isolated in the church.
也不要自己孤立了别人。
And don't isolate others.
那么这是一个很重要的，因为这是神给我们的心意。
This is indeed is God's will.
我们之所以加入小组，不是只是为了从小组得什么好处。
We join a small group is not just to gain some advantage from it.
当然，神设立教会有这种肢体生活，就是为了我们的好处。
Of course, God designed life in the body of Christ for our own advantages.
但是更重要的原因是因为神要我们加入在教会里头，跟弟兄姊妹成为一个身体。
But more importantly, God wants us to join the body of Christ to become a member of a bigger group.
借着这个基督的身体来见证，来荣耀神。
Through the body of Christ, to be a testimony for God, to bring glory to God.
所以基督徒基本上没有独立的信徒。
So as a Christians, we are not alone.
如果有独立的、孤立的，那他就不是真基督徒。
For a lonely Christian, he may not be a true Christian.
我们一信主重生，就重生在神的家。
Once we're reborn, we're reborn into a family.
所以我们一定要很清楚圣经里头这样的真理。
We need to understand the truth in the Bible about this.
怎么样去来学习过所谓的肢体或是教会的生活？
We need to learn to live the life in the body of Christ.
不但享受肢体生活所带给我们的很多的这些的祝福，也能够借着肢体生活一起来见证，来荣耀主。
To enjoy the blessing from the body of Christ, but also through this to become a testimony for God.
因为没有一个人可以独立荣耀主。
No one can glorify God by himself alone.
没有一个人可以独立来见证神。
No one can testify for God alone.
要见证神，要荣耀神，都需要在一个团队的里头。
To testify for God and to bring glory to God, we need to do this in a group.
我们从那个刚才所谓痛恨社交活动俱乐部里头，我们还看到一件事情。
We can see one more thing in this anti-social club.
我相信参加这个俱乐部的人绝对不全是因为他们真的很孤僻，不愿意跟人来往。
I believe these members are not truly not willing to spend time with others.
那为什么又痛恨社交活动？
But why do they hate social activities?
我相信有很多人之所以痛恨或者是说远离这种社交活动，是因为他们在过去的社交活动当中都有一些不愉快的经验。
Many people dislike social activities because they have unpleasant experiences with them.
这些不愉快的经验使他们远离这种社交活动生活。
These experiences cause them to leave social activities.
比如说，可能他们参加过某一些的社团、某一些的活动里头，我们看到刚看到一些在里头有很多的一些的比较。
Maybe in a club before there were a lot of competition.
那么这些比较带来一些竞争，带来一些嫉妒。
And it brought along some jealousy.
也看到在那个社团里头，看到有一些人讲闲话，喜欢批评论断。
Maybe there were rumors and innuendos in the group.
这种闲话批评论断带来彼此的伤害。
And it brought up much hurt.
也可能因为了一些利益上的一些的冲突或意见上的不合，就在那边争吵或是带来纠纷。
Maybe there were conflicts or difference of opinions.
那么这些不好的经验使他们干脆，我们就不想再参加所有的这种的社团活动。
And because of these past unpleasant experiences, they decide not to join any more activities or clubs.
所以他们所谓痛恨社交活动。
Therefore, they hate social activities.
其实许多基督徒在教会的团契小组里头，肢体生活当中也一样。
And the same applies to many Christians in small groups.
在教会的团契生活当中，肢体生活当中，常常也会发现同样的，他们在社团别人外面社团所发生的事。
in a Christian fellowship, you can also see some of the bad things happening.
看到一些的所谓的嫉妒纷争。
There could be conflicts. There could be jealousy.
看到一些闲话，一些批评论断。
There could be rumors and judgmental statements.
看到一些不和而分裂。
There could be divisions.
我相信，当我说这些的时候，其实我们很多人会同意说，你可能也都经历过。
I think many of us can agree, and we could probably have all experienced this before.
这些经历都让你觉得有一点失望和不愉快。
And these experiences brought some unpleasant memories and also disappointments.
失望是因为当初你到教会来的时候，你带了一个很浪漫的那一种的幻想。
Because we're disappointed because maybe we have a very high and very romantic expectation.
你认为教会里头应该都是一些很很温和、可亲、很有爱心啊，大家在一起一定都非常的愉快。
That within the church, we think that everyone is very gentle, very loving, and we should be very nice to each other.
可是呢，那在教会久了以后，你发觉，哎，里头怎么还会看到一些信徒们彼此在那边所谓的争执、摩擦或是冲突。
Yet after a while, you can see there indeed are conflicts within a church.
甚至在那边互相的怪罪和伤害。
Or people blame each other or hurt each other.
那么，于是，在失望的当或是受伤当中，就采取了一些的反应。
So after some disappointments and hurt, you will have some reaction to it.
有人就干脆不参加团契，不参加小组。
Some people then decide not to join any small group of fellowships.
哎，他们觉得我离开所谓是非之区哈，然后我洁身自好。
That they want to protect themselves and they'll leave all the conflicts.
然后跟就像开车一样，跟大家保持距离以测安全啊。
They will keep a distance from everyone.
然后就成为一个独来独往的基督徒。
Then they basically become a lonely Christian.
主日崇拜或是聚会完了就离开了。
After Sunday worship, then you leave.
那有的呢更进一步，干脆就离开那个教会。
Some people will even just leave the church.
然后再到别的教会去寻找一个他理想中的那个乐园。
They may go to a different church, try to find an ideal fellowship.
然后他当他出到那个新的教会的时候，他觉得说哇很好。
And maybe in the beginning when he arrived in a new church, he felt that everything was great.
他说终于我找到了一个很理想的教会了。
Finally, I have found an ideal church.
可是过了一阵子以后，发觉呢，哎，其实也一样。
But after a while, you will see that it's the same.
所以这就让他也很失望。
So that you will have a bit disappointed.
为什么每个教会都差不多都有这些事？
How come there are conflicts in every single church?
不能够相亲相爱，不能够很和谐的在一起呢？
That we can't live close to one another to be in a harmonious relationship.
甚至一些比较还在慕道的朋友就说，那基督徒还不是跟外面都一样差不多？
And some non-believer they will see that and say, hey, the Christians are the same as everyone else.
弟兄姊妹，有没有？
Is that true?
说不定你就是有这种感觉。
Maybe you had this feeling before.
在这里头，今天我要带出的就是，要有和谐、很亲密的一个团契生活，它是不会自然发生的。
I want to emphasize one point that to have intimate and harmonious fellowship is not does not occur naturally.
不是说信徒聚在一起就自然会有这些很和谐、亲密的这种很愉快的团契生活。
Just by putting a whole bunch of believers together does not automatically produce a sweet and harmonious fellowship.
即使你已经信主很久了，你仍然要有一些的学习。
Even after you've been a Christian for a while, you still continue to learn to grow.
学习什么？
What are we learning?
学习怎么样过肢体生活。
To learn how to live a life in the body of Christ.
学习怎么样跟大家相处。
To learn how to get along with everyone else.
所以你去注意哈， 新約裡頭保羅的書信、彼得的書信、約翰的書信，你注意一下那個書信的內容。
If you take a look at the contents of some of the Paul's writing or Peter's writing in the New Testament.
當這些教會初成立的時候，你有沒有注意到保羅、彼得、雅各這些人，他們一部分是講解聖經福音的真理。
In Paul's writing, or Peter's writing, and James' writing, part of it is talking about the truth of theology.
讲一些教义性的。
Talk about teachings.
但是你回去好好去读，后半部都常讲一些什么，怎么样过肢体生活。
But there's also a lot of emphasis on how to live a close fellowship life.
可惜我们都只注重前半部。
Often we only focus on the theory in the first half.
我们不重视后面这一部分。
We did not emphasize the second half, the application, how to live it out.
或者轻看这些，不好好照着那些去行去做。
Or we did not live out some of the teaching.
以至于我们常常在肢体生活上，我们失败。
That as a result, we often fail to live out a Christian life in the body of Christ.
这就是为什么很多教会都发生这样的事。
And this occurs in many, many different churches.
我再说一次。
I want to say it one more time.
肢体生活要美满，要和谐，要什么？它不会自然发生。
It does not happen automatically to have a close and harmonious relationship.
需要我们去了解去学习，然后去努力。
We need to understand, we need to learn, and to put effort into it.
啊，我今天因为时间关系，啊，我只提一两样，让大家来清楚今天这些分享的重点。
We just want to point out a few points today.
要有哪些学习
？What kind of teaching we can learn from？
首先要记住。如果想要有一个很好的肢体生活，首先你必须要肯付上时间的代价。
Number one, you have to be willing to spend time in order to build a very close and harmonious relationship.
亲密的关系不是只是偶然发生，是需要在时间里头去培养。
We need to take time to build up a close relationship.
我们那么在时间培养意味着就是我们要付出。你再忙，再怎么样，你就必须要付出时间。
They're willing to pay the price to spend time together.
这个时间绝对的值得你付出。
And this time is worthy of your investment.
这种享受跟人之间的亲情，这是非常非常重要。
It's very important for you to spend time so you can enjoy the relationship.
正如我常常对做父母的说，你也要肯把时间给孩子们。
Just like parents need to spend time with their kids.
不管你再忙，这个时间你必须要付出。
And no matter how busy you are, you need to spend time.
亲情是要在肯付出时间的代价里头来建立起来。
You need to build up that relationship by willing to spend that time
together. 我们彼此要熟悉，要熟络，也必须要你肯付出时间。
For us to get to know one another well, we need to spend time together.
很多人缺乏这个观念，哎呀，我好忙，我很怎样怎么样，然后再说我们教会怎么很淡哈，不够温暖哈。
Lots of people are very, very busy and not willing to spend time here, and yet they complain that our church is very cold.
为什么我有问题的时候，人家不关心我呢？
How come when I have problem, no one's willing to help me?
所以这是第一个，我简单提一下就好。
This is number one.
第二个，我今天或许把重点放在一个就是说，我们一定要学习怎么样除去人际间的那些的障碍。
Number two, you have to be willing to remove some of the obstacles of interpersonal relationship.
有一些的这种障碍哈，你必须要拿走，否则，你再久的基督徒也一样在里头会发生一些的问题。
You have to be willing to remove some of these obstacles to solve the problems.
说到有一天呢，撒旦坐在他的殿堂里头呢，然后接受他的手下那些底下的那些手下人回来向他做年终的报告。
There's a story about Satan sitting in his throne, and his underling came down to a report.
报告什么？报告他们去破坏教会的这个结果是什么
？They're reporting about the results, how they destroy different churches.
第一位，来到门前，来到撒旦面前呢，就很得意的就告诉他说，我呢，我去了以后呢，我做了一件事情，就是让教会很多人都生病。
The first devil came to report saying that I went to this church and caused many people to be ill physically.
让他们都躺在床上或是在医院里头不能去教会。
That they were all sick and they could not attend church.
哦，你说这厉害不厉害？
This is, do you think this is very serious? Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
可是没想撒旦说了说，笨蛋。
Satan said, "You stupid one."
那他们生病了还会好啊？
After, even though they were sick, they will get better.
好了，还是都会再去啊。
And after they get better, they can still go to church.
所以第二位听了就马上举手说：“哎，我来说。”
Another person lifted their hand said,
"Ah, so, 那你说你怎么做？"
So what did you do?
他说呢，我呢，我不是这样的让人生病，我是啊。当人要去教会的时候，我都制造车祸。
I create car accidents on their way to church.
而让他们在车里头呢，那个被撞死。
And that they get killed in the car accident.
所以他们只能躺在殡仪馆，在坟墓里头，他们就永远不能去教会了。
So they died and they cannot go to church anymore.
撒旦听到了以后说：“你是笨蛋。”
Satan was very angry and said, "You're stupid."
他说他们不能去教会，可是他们上天堂啊。
They couldn't go to church, but they go to heaven.
好了，第三个，看两个人都被骂笨蛋了。
So the third person.
那就否则我来说。
I said, let me report.
他说，那你怎么做
？Satan asked, what did you do?
他说，我是在教会里头哈。制造一些他们彼此的纷争
so I create many conflicts within the church
让他们彼此呢常常有一些的纷争不和好
we create lots of conflicts within the church
使他们的信徒呢都很失望沮丧受伤都离开教会
so believers will be disappointed and hurt and leave the church
你知道撒旦听到了一拍高招
So Satan heard and said, "This is indeed a good idea."
弟兄姊妹，这是的确是高招啊。
Indeed, this is Satan's very powerful weapon.
哎，你别看这个动作，这个是最让神的名怎么样被羞辱。
It's indeed will damage God's name.
让教会最失去见证。
You lose a testimony within your church.
让弟兄姊妹也失望、跌倒、软弱。
So people will be disappointed and fall.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
有一些障碍我们一定要处理。
We need to remove some of these obstacles.
我这个障碍里头，我今天或许再把它缩小，因为时间，我就把它缩小到说，我们只来谈。一个所谓的伤害问题。
We're going to talk about some of these obstacles, and today we'll talk about hurt.
其实我们你说伤害，我们怎么会呢
？Some people say, "How can we hurt each other?"
可是呢，我要告诉各位，我们在教会里头却常常听到大大小小、有形无形的伤害。
But the truth is, within the church, we often hear about different things that hurt us.
哪些伤害？
What are these hurts?
第一种，大家最熟悉的叫言语上的伤害。
Number one, hurt produced by words.
圣经告诉我们说，说话浮躁的如刀刺人。
The Bible said, inappropriate words is like a dagger.
我最喜欢引用大家熟悉的大卫跟米甲的故事。
We'll talk about the story of David.
有一次大卫带着那个约柜回耶路撒冷。
David at one time brought back the tabernacle.
他非常的兴奋，然后呢，就在队伍的前面呢，那么跳舞、唱诗、赞美。
So he was very happy, and he was praising God and dancing.
可能因为呢，因为跳得太兴奋、太热了，就把那个国王的那个外袍呢，那种华丽的外袍就脱掉了。
Maybe he was very excited and it was very hot. He took off his clothes.
里面只剩下那个细麻布的做了内衣。
So he only have his underwear on.
而米甲他的太太呢，在王宫里的穿上看下去。
And Michal, his wife,
看到大卫，哇，怎么这副德性哈？
She saw David.
一个国王之尊在大庭广众里面所谓的穿着细麻布，所以在这里说肉体哈，肉体就是这，居然没有穿那个华丽的尊贵的王袍啦，那么呢，穿着细麻衣，然后在大庭广众面前，很没有体面。
That as a king of Israel, that he was disrobing in front of the public, and he was very vulgar.
看了丈夫这副德行，她心里头很不愉快。
So she was very unhappy about it.
好，等大卫把那个约柜做安顿以后，回到家里头。
So after David has settled down the tabernacle and went home,
他呢本来很兴奋的回到家，第一件事情要为家里的这些太太孩子们祝福。
He was very happy and he was going to bless his families.
可是没想到米甲一看到他，就马上说了一句非常讽刺的话。
But Michal was very unhappy and said something that's very sarcastic.
就是在这里头的话。
You can see this in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20.
那句话如果你了解，它是很讽刺、很刺伤大卫的心。
It's a very sarcastic statement that hurt David very much.
他说：“你看你这样做，有好大的荣耀，这是讽刺。
”He said, "How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today."
其实你说是丢脸。
It's indeed very embarrassing.
骂大卫这样做是丢脸。
She scolded David.
好，这个故事我简短一点。你知道吗？就这么一句话。
Because of what she said.
两个夫妻从此以后感情不和。
That the relationship between David and Michal was damaged.
我特别把二三节点出来。你们说，扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日都没有生养什么？这什么意思
？Verse 23, Michal's daughter Saul had no children to the day of her death.
大卫不再跟米甲跟妻子同房。
From that day on, David did not close to her.
米甲不再没有不能够怀孕生子。
And Michal had no children.
弟兄姊妹，你别看一句话
，just one sentence
带来的伤害跟给自己的后果是多么大。
Can bring so much hurt to others and to yourself.
所以一定要非常谨慎我们平常的这些话语。
So we need to be very careful about our words.
第二个伤害是叫做自我中心所产生的伤害。
Hurt produced by self-centeredness.
我们本性上当然我们都会先顾念自己。
Of course, by instinct, we try to protect ourselves.
可是我们如果一味的顾念自己的话，而不懂得顾念别人的话，我们就会成为一个有自我中心倾向的人。
But if we only think about ourselves all the time, we become very self-centered.
有这种倾向的人，在一个家庭当中，或者是在教会当中，都很容易跟人有摩擦。
If you have this kind of tendency, then you tend to have conflict with others.
结果呢，不是自己受伤，就是别人受伤。
Then you tend to get hurt easily, or you
tend to hurt others. 什么叫做自我中心倾向
？What are the tendencies that we're talking about?
自我中心倾向的人就是他呢，他有一个习惯，他的思想，他的思想或者视线焦点呢，常常都放在一些不合宜的事情上。
For these people, their focus, their thinking, tend to be on some of the inappropriate things.
什么是不合宜的事情
？What are the inappropriate focus？
好，我们请看下一章。时间关系，我就把它打出来，我就不详细解释。
Because of time, we may not go into it in detail.
一个有自我中心倾向的人，他会专注自己的需要。
Someone who is very self-centered tend to focus on their own needs.
这样的人，他 很看重什么事情聚会或是什么是不是合他的需要。
They tend to see these meetings or fellowship, do they meet their own needs?
他很看见他的那个的他的满足性。
They just take a look and see if they can satisfy their needs.
如果得不到满足，他就很沮丧，就很不满，甚至很抱怨。
If their needs are not met, then they tend to complain about it.
有人他是专注在自己的什么方便上。
Some people only focus on their own convenience.
比如说一个团体要来搞你说我们什么时候去郊游，或是去哪里聚会。
For example, if there's a fellowship activity.
在讨论时间地点的时候，这样的人就很容易什么都考虑到自己的什么。
During the planning process, they tend to think about only what is convenient for me.
不会考虑到整个团体的大家共同的方便。
And not think about the whole group as a whole.
以前我有一个同工就是这样的人。
I used to have a coworker like this.
所以很头痛。
It's very difficult.
所以每次外出了，最后一个上车的也是他。
Every time we have activity, this person is tend to be late or not showed up.
以前我在大学的时候，因为常带那个教职员到各地去诗歌演唱。
As in the college ministry, Reverend Chen used to bring a lot of people to go out to do ministry.
他永远都是最慢。
This person is always the latest.
因为他做什么到一有休息做什么，他都只想到他自己。
Because he only thought about himself.
他没有想到一个团队出来。
He did not think of the whole group.
我离开中原一段很久了，有人还来告诉我说，他到现在还是这个样子。
And later on, I heard that this person was still the same.
所以只好他们用一招，
so、finally,
就是如果每次出去迟到五分钟的哈，就罚多少钱。
So finally, they decided to punish the people who were late.
有些人是专门注重自己的喜好和厌恶。
Some people only focus on their own likes and dislikes.
如果是自己喜欢的，那都什么都是好，都是对的。
Only something they like, then everything's good and everything is right.
如果自己不喜欢的，就是不好，就是不对。
If something they don't like, then therefore it's wrong.
不能够接纳跟他不一样。
Cannot accept people with different opinions.
有一些人是专门注重别人的缺点。
And others will focus only on others' shortcomings.
这样的人啊，对自己犯错的时候都很宽容。
So this kind of people, they tend to forgive themselves when they made a mistake.
人非圣贤嘛，孰能无过哈。
So of course everyone make mistakes. No one's perfect.
犯一点小错没有关系。
So little mistakes is okay.
可是当别人犯错的时候，哇，他就很生气，很不满。
But when other people make this mistake, then they become very angry.
而这种常常会 focus 在人家的缺点，而不是看人家的优点的人，自然的，大部分人在他眼中都不是很都会让他不满意。
If you only focus on other people's shortcomings, then no one is perfect, and you will not be happy with anyone.
很自然，他跟他不会建立有什么好的关系。
And you will not have a good relationship with others.
所以在整个在一个关系里头，他当然不会好。
So it's difficult to build a close relationship.
我想我不多谈，我们很快第三。
Thirdly,
第三种带来伤害是我称它叫做完美主义。
And the third, we're talking about a perfectionism.
我们知道完美本来是一个很好的、很好的、很好的一件事情。
Perfection indeed is supposed to be a good thing.
它用意上都是对的。
And the intention is very good.
可是问题是，完美主义如果用在人际关系的时候就不对。
But when you try to apply it to interpersonal relationship, it's difficult.
因为呢，你完美主义你用在人际，所谓人际就是说比如说夫妻之间，或是父母儿女之间，或是同事之间。
For example, we talk about husband and wife relationship. We talk about parents and kids or coworkers at work.
如果在这里头对人要求完美，那就错了。
If you ask for perfection from others, then you're mistaken.
有人常常说哈，圣经里头耶稣基督复活是神话，这是很不可能的事。
Some people may say that Jesus' resurrection was just a fantasy. It's not true.
其实我要告诉各位，耶稣复活不是神，绝对不是神话。
We know that Jesus' resurrection is true.
因为神有办法超越死亡，能够复活。
Because God can overpower death.
真正的神话是什么？
What's the true fantasy?
你知道真正神话是什么吗？是人是完美的。
That man can achieve perfection.
你要求人完美，这才是神话。
If you ask others to be perfect, that's impossible.
才是真正不可能的。
It's indeed impossible.
因为没有一个人是完美的。
Because no one is perfect.
先生对太太，太太对先生说：“你应该要怎么样？你应该要怎么样？”
Husband and wife often say, "You should do this. You should do this. You should do this."
父母对孩子们说：“你应该要怎样？你应该要怎么样？”
Same thing. Your parents may ask the kids, "You should do this. You should do this."
因为我们就是求好心。心切，我们都希望他都没有犯错。
Because we hope other people do not make any mistake. After that, just become nagging.
所以呢，家里头就充满了一些紧张气氛。
And it became very tense at home.
所以完美主义的倾向的人，常常会制造一些不必要的一些的伤害。
So people who are perfectionism tend to produce some hurts.
那怎么办呢、啊、
？So what do we do?
我们如果我们对人有什么不满，有什么期待的话，我建议说，首先你为他祷告。
If we have a certain expectation for others, first of all, we need to pray for them.
因为坦白讲，人不能改变人，只有神才能够真正改变人。
Because man cannot change man, only God can change.
牧师当牧师这么久了，我发觉真正能改变人的是神。
As a pastor, Reverend Chen recognized that only God can change people.
第二，就是说，必要的时候，如果可以的话，你用适当的方法、适当的时间，跟他很温和的跟他怎么样有沟通。
Or you can take time to communicate with that person gently.
但是最重要的就是学习有一颗体谅包容的心。
But most important, you need to learn to accept one another.
为什么
？Why？
因为耶稣要我们这样做。
Because
Christ
wants to do that。
这句话好不好？我们来读。
Let's read this together. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God.
我们不完美，神都接纳我们。
We're not perfect yet. Christ has accepted us.
那别人不完美，你怎么可以不接纳人
？When other people are not perfect, we also need to accept them.
对不对
？Right.
我们要求神接纳我的不完美，可是我们却不能接纳别人的不完美。
We ask God to accept our own imperfection, yet we cannot accept other people's imperfection.
最后
，Lastly，
误解或是臆测所产生的伤害
，hurt produced by a misunderstanding.
啊，其实圣经里头有一个很好的例子，我今天就不讲了。我倒讲平常我们日常生活当中最容易遇到的。
There are many examples in the Bible, but I'm going to talk about something in our lives.
有一个小孩子啊，他平时呢，有一天呢、啊，他呢晚了很久才回家。
There's a kid that one day came home very very late.
哦，他的母亲当然心里头很急，然后越等就越生气，越想就越生气。
So his mother was very anxious, and the more she thought about it, more angry she got.
他就在想说这个孩子。不知道到哪里去疯了。
So she was thinking this kid must be out there playing.
或是跟同学跑到哪里去玩了。
Or went somewhere with his friends.
哦，就等啊等啊等啊等啊，终于好到了差不多晚上要吃饭的时候，孩子回来了。
And around dinner time, the kid finally came back.
哦，他一看他一回来，一进门就很生气的骂他。
The mom was very angry and started scolding her.
就是不好好读书，就是好玩。
He said, "You just want to play all day and did not want to study."
孩子对妈妈说：“不是啊，我不是去玩。”
The kid said, "No, I did not go out to play."
母亲呢、啊？母亲说：“你还说谎啊？那么明明去玩，你就是这样的，还要对妈妈说谎话。”
Mom said, "Stop lying. You went out to play all day, and yet you are lying to me."
这孩子没办法，也生气起来了。就跑到房间门砰关起来，躲在里面。
The kid got angry, also went to his room and just slammed the door.
晚上晚餐也不出来吃了。
Didn't want to come out to eat dinner.
整个家里头就陷入一个很不愉快的低气压里面。
And the whole family was very unhappy.
可是呢，事实的真相是什么
？But the truth was,
原来这个孩子不是去玩。
This kid did not go out to play it.
那一天是因为考试快到了，他上次的数学考试很不好。
Because this kid did not do well in math, the previous test.
他这一次决定要奋发图强。
He wanted to get a better grade.
就找了那些对数学很好的同学帮助他，跟他一起来研究。他希望下一次的考试考得很好。
He went to study with some of his friends that were better at math to get a better grade.
可是没想到回到家里头，妈妈对他的误解，把他痛骂一顿。
But because of the misunderstanding, mom was very unhappy and scolded him.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
告诉我们误解是多么破坏人与人之间的感情，也破坏整个的气氛。
The misunderstanding indeed can damage the interpersonal relationship.
怎么样才能够避免误解呢？
How can we avoid misunderstanding?
首先，我们要学习告诉自己。
We need to learn to tell ourselves.
不要依靠自己所看到、所知道的来解读或是来判断。
We don't want to interpret things based on what we see.
每个人都有你看到的一面，也有看不到的一面。
That there are certain things that we can see, there's lots of things we cannot see.
每一件事情都有你知道的一面，也有不知道的一面。
Everything, there's one side that you can see and others that you cannot.
你看到的很重要。
What you have seen is very important.
但是你没有看到的也同样重要。
But what you did not see is also very important.
没有看到的就不表示它就不存在，没有发生。
Just because you did not see it does not mean that it did not happen.
所以弟兄姊妹，有很多事你没有看到，你不知道。就像这个妈妈没有看到孩子，她只知道她晚回来，她只看到她晚回来，她没有看到她在学校里头什么跟人家做功课。
Just like this mom, she only saw that her kid was late to come home, but
she
did not see that she was studying.
要不要犯误解？知错了，在没有充分了解之前，不要轻易怎么样去判断。
So before we can truly understand the situation, we should try not to judge.
我们有时候会看到有些人对执事同工们，或者是小组同工们，就讲说：“你为什么没有做这个？为什么不做那个？”
Sometimes some people will talk about coworkers saying, "How come you didn't do this? How come you didn't do that?"
我们只看到你看到的。
Maybe you only saw what you saw.
你没有看到，你没有看到。
You did not see the other side.
我们很容易错误的误解人家。
It's easy for us to misunderstand others.
第二个。怎样避免犯错？
And how can we avoid misunderstandings?
不要依照你过去的经验和知识来论断人家。
Don't judge others based on your past experiences.
这个妈妈会这样想，就是因为她以前常常玩。
His mother may thought that the kid was out playing because he did that before.
所以她昨天晚回来也一定是什么？是出去玩。
Because of the past, you might thought this must be what
happened. 这个母亲所犯的错误是她用过去的经验和了解，用来也论断、来判断她今天的事。
So the mother used the past experience to judge what happened today.
要知道你的过去的经验不是真理。
Your past experience is not the whole truth.
让我再说一次，请记住，你过去的认识和经验不一定是真理。
Your past experience may not be the truth.
你不要把它当作真理来作为判断。
Don't use it as a truth to judge others.
因为人不断在变。
Because men continue to change.
他以前是好玩，今天是发愤图强哎。
Some kid they may like to play before, but now he wants to study.
就像希腊非常有名的那个哲学家，叫做Heraclitus。
There's a very famous Greek philosopher.
他说：“我们不可能在同一条河、同一个地方摸到同一个河水。”
He said it's impossible to be in the same spot at the river and touch the same water.
因为河水一直在什么，在流动。
The water was flowing continuously.
George Bernard Shaw 他曾经也说过 一件事情。
George Bernard Shaw said something.
他说, 替我做衣服的裁缝师啊, 非常有智慧。
So my tailor is very, very intelligent.
我一年去做衣服几次啊, 他每一次去, 他都重新量我的身材。
That every time I go to have a clothes made, he always measure me again.
其实他几十年做我的衣服, 对我的身材, 我的腰围, 我的身高, 都很熟悉。
Even though he was familiar with his measurements.
但是每一次他都仍然不厌其烦地来重新量我。
Yeah, every time he was willing to measure him one more time.
他说他是一个聪明,最智慧的人。
And said that Taylor is very intelligent.
我们不要一直依过去的资料和经验来看别人。
We'll try not to judge others using our own past experiences.
所以有人说,我们看人啊,都要像,判断人啊,要像一个第一次你跟他见面一样的来判断。So
when we evaluate a person, we should look at him as if we were seeing him for the first time.
好了,我想我要结束了。
I will conclude here today.
我今天讲了这些。 举这些, 我相信我们很少人会承认, 我们会有这个问题。
The message that I talk about today, maybe some of us were not willing to admit that we have this kind of problem.
可是荣牧师在这里头讲,
But allowed Reverend Chan to say this.
如果有这些存在在我们身上的话, 很容易使自己受伤。
If we have these difficulties and obstacles, we tend to get hurt very easily.
也很容易伤害别人。
And we tend to hurt others very easily.
很容易破坏肢体生活的和谐。
We destroy the harmonious relationship.
也会让神的教会失去荣耀和见证。
And to cause the church, the body of Christ, to lose the glory of God.
好不好? 我们诚实地来面对自己。
Let us face ourselves honestly.
为了你的家庭生活。
For your family life.
能够和谐。
To have a harmonious life.
为了你跟你先生太太, 为了你跟儿女, 你必须诚实地面对自己。
For your spouses and for your kids, you need to face yourself honestly.
也为了我们教会, 神的荣耀, 我们诚实地面对自己。
For our church, for the glory of God, we need to face ourselves honestly.
我们是不是要有一些的改变?
Do we need to change?
有改变, 才是成长。
With change, we can grow.
才是神所喜悦。
And this is what is pleasing to God.
愿神祝福今天我们在这里头所分享的。
May God bless our sharing today.
时间关系，我们马上就来预备我们的心，来领圣餐。